The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamp brought into a place and placed under a bushel basket or under a bed? Is it not placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible, nothing secret except to come to the light. Anyone who has ears ought to hear." He also told them, "Take care of what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, what little he has will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. When I was in eighth grade, many years ago, I learned to play the guitar. And after a while, I went from the original guitar I had, and now I have a beautiful 12-string guitar. And it sits at home in my bedroom, case unopened, for quite a while. And it's kind of sad. It just sits there. I see it every morning, see it at night before I go to bed. Now, if you've ever played a stringed instrument, at least a guitar or something like that, you get these nice calluses on your fingers, and it helps you play, especially a 12-string, because there's twice as many strings as a 6-string. Well, if you haven't played a guitar for a while, those calluses disappear. So if I was to pick up that guitar right now and try and play it, it would hurt like the dickens because I don't have the calluses on my fingers. Not only that, but it's been so long since I played it. I play chords. I don't play, pick the notes. I'm going, okay, I can remember like 3 or 4 of them. I used to know 40 or 50. And it's kind of sad. But I've come to other things in my life. So even though the things you knew at one point in your life, and you may be very good at those things, maybe the Lord has come to you and said, "Those were good. But now, follow me, and I'm going to teach you something else." And so even though you may feel pain and anguish for what you used to do and those things you used to enjoy, look forward to what the Lord is going to teach you. Follow him and say, "Lord, I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to learn a new instrument, maybe a ukulele or something like that, or a French horn." I don't think I'd ever try a French horn. They're beautiful, but because you don't know what's ahead of you when the Lord takes you by the hand, takes us by the hand, and says, "Follow me. I have something to teach you."